World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, hey, right out of the chute, I'm going to give a tip of the cap, if I'm able to do that, to Dr. Paul Goslin, who saved my life, I think, with some simple solution. I'd have never dreamed it. Saline solution up my nostrils. I started doing that yesterday, Paul. I went to Kroger's and got some, started squirting that stuff, and I'll be daggone if all of a sudden my head didn't start flushing out and I slept almost all day yesterday. I got to tell you, folks, I didn't get much done yesterday. But there is no doubt in my mind that stuff you squirt up your nose, it ain't fun. Sorry to be gross, but it brought new life to me. And a lot better today. I'm not as gravelly as I was yesterday. I know that you guys understand that. And Michelle wanted me to call David Arthur. Says, David Arthur has something that'll get you healed. But tip of the cap, Paul. I appreciate that. Send me the bill. I'm a little bit better. A lot going on, man. Phone's blown up already this morning. Crazy world we're going in. Look, I'm going to say, how do I say this? We'd love for you to come to the event this weekend. If you cannot afford it, come. If you need travel expenses, whatever it would be, come. I'm just telling you something, folks. Are you watching what's going on around us? Are you watching it? Do you understand the vortex that we are in? Do you understand that as we sit here right now, that Donald Trump has the left, the Luciferians, so cornered that they're going to do who knows whatever. Now, stop a minute. I got my eyes on Donald Trump. But there's no doubt that what we're seeing going on is a direct result of what policies that he's trying to do. No doubt about it. And do you understand that there is a segment of America that is communist to the core? Do you understand when they talk about the left and the right? Do you understand that there's the left and the right, and then there's the communist left? Do you understand that? Just like in Christianity, there's a radical right. Do you understand there's a communist left? Do you understand that their whole goal is the destruction of liberty in the United States of America? Do you understand that if America goes down, you understand what's going to happen to the rest of the world if that happens? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The kings of this earth set themselves. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The battle is right there. And if we don't understand where we... Anybody out there besides me remember January 6th? Anybody out there remember January 6th? And they spent over 2 years, 3 years running down people, getting them and arresting. Are you watching what's going on in L.A.? And are you watching that in L.A., they're doing everything they can to protect the criminals? Anybody seen that but me? Does anybody see that but me? You have the government. You have the government of Los Angeles doing everything they can to protect the criminals. Do you understand that? Right? And in Washington, D.C., when those guys showed up in Washington, D.C., they went up to appeal to the government, and the Luciferians got involved there and made it look like a violent insurrection when it wasn't even a violent insurrection. The only violence, folks, was on the other side. And when the other side started fighting, then naturally a man cornered fights back. They instigated J6. And now we look at what's going on. Hey, are you guys looking at me? You think it's spontaneous, right? Just a few Mexican boys got together and said, hey, let's do that. You really think that, do you? You really that stupid? And after how many years? How many years? Get ready, Spencer. I want to show this. After how many years of open borders in the United States of America by design, by design, law-breaking, government-supported law-breaking by design. If you don't understand what's going on, then you're not going to understand what's happening. Pull up for me number two. Pull up real quickly here, number two. That's not it, I hope. Yeah, it is. Go ahead, number two. Anybody remember this?
Criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century.
You wouldn't believe that looking at the media today, though. They act like Trump is the worst, most evil person ever for deporting illegal alien criminals. Yet Obama, Bill Clinton, and other Democrats were all on board with this for years up until Trump. And they're on tape saying so.
Committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked, they're gone.
Public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens.
We use phrases like undocumented workers. We convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Oh, really?
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace.
This is your reminder that Obama deported 5.3 million people and Bill Clinton deported 12.3 million. They were fine with it then. Why the sudden change of heart?
Why the sudden change of heart, huh? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Now, I'm telling you this. You better hear this. You better hear this, old country boy. Huh? Those of you who are on the fence with Trump, time for you to get on that horse and let's ride that horse. Because we see what the other side is. And trust but verify with Trump. I'm telling it over and over and over. I don't fully trust the guy. But I tell you this, he's got the right enemies. He sure as hell's got the right enemies. Now, hey, wait a minute. It could all be a two-card Monty. It could all be fake. And I've said this before. If he's playing for the other team, we're screwed anyway. But you know this. If America goes down, we're the last. It wasn't Ronald. I should have looked this up this morning. Wasn't it Ronald Reagan who 30 years ago, whenever it would have been, talked about 5,000 years of darkness? Didn't Ronald Reagan say that? Warned us of 5,000 years of darkness? That if we drop the ball now, we were going to fall. I think it was Reagan. Fall into 5,000 years. A rendezvous with destiny. A rendezvous with destiny. Huh? You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth. Or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. If we fail, at least our children and our children's children, whoa. Huh? Children, she'll say of us, we justified our brief moment here. We did all that we could. Have we done all that we could? Has the American church done all that we can? See, we have Christians who still don't trust Trump. I don't trust Trump. Who the hell are you going to trust? Which team are you on, folks? There are two teams. And as I said, if you think you're going to undermine Trump and advance the cause of the good guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. But I sure as hell don't trust those other guys. I don't know about you. I had some friends that ended up in jail. They ended up in jail for peacefully going to Washington, D.C. And now we got illegal immigrants burning. They're not even carrying American flags. They're carrying Mexican, Spanish flags, protesting in the streets of America. And then when we try to go in and restore, no, the elected officials in communist Los Angeles push back. Why? Because it's all the same thing. Infiltration rather than invasion. Can't you see what's going on? I mean, you guys can. Can't you? Where in the hell is the church? Where is it? Oh, let me play something here for you. I'm going to open it up here real quickly. Let me pause a second. I'd love all of you to come this weekend. Just need to. Now, I have many on my list of maybes. How do you plan for a maybe? Are you coming? Maybe. How do I have a hamburger waiting on you if you're a maybe? You're a maybe? You're a maybe? Okay, well, I won't cook one for you then if you're a maybe. We got to know, folks. Just come. Just come. Anytime after noon on Friday, we'll officially kick it off probably about, I haven't finished that thing, probably about 6 o'clock on Friday. We're going to press for time. Hang on. Pull up Vody Bakum. Pull up Vody Bakum. Oh, you got, I'm sorry, you got him up there. Are you ready? You guys know who Vody Bakum is? My friends, the problems in America are spiritual. They're moral. Think of what we're teaching in our schools to our children. Brian just put up there, grab that if you can, 4 minutes of the Reagan speech. Not right now. I want you to watch 2 minutes of Vody Bakum tell you and me what the problem is in America. Friends, they're flipping over cars. They're burning buildings. And the governor and the mayor are defending them. The communists. Governor Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law. Do you connect any dots? Say that again, Coach. Yeah. The governor of California is the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. Wow. Yeah, David, safe in the cage. Church is safe in the cage. We don't want to get engaged in all this stuff. Vody Bakum is going to blow you away here for about 2 minutes. Go ahead and play it.
The passion and the desire that is unnatural is unacceptable. And trying to argue that it is acceptable is part of our rebellion against the sovereignty of God, who says, I did not make you that way.
And the time that I felt most filled with the Holy Spirit was when I kissed a woman.
The things that we're dealing with now, this war and this rebellion against the sovereignty of God as it relates to marriage and family and human sexuality, it did not start with the Alphabet Mafia.
That is a personal experience to the beautiful fruit of the Spirit of God being in my relationship with my wife and in our children.
This is what degrading passions look like.
There's no scripture that you can point to that can disprove that, because it's about my personal relationship with my soul and heart.
I actually do. I have two scriptures.
I just told you, you cannot use scripture, sir.
This is what it looks like when we slide headfirst down this slippery slope that begins with, there is no God who can tell me what is right and what is wrong.
Can I ask you one more question?
Fire away, honey.
Okay. if you have only one place in your heart for one woman, or you want to have one woman in your heart, I think you said, why don't you just commit to one and choose to be faithful to her?
I'm just not wired that way. I spent my whole 20s trying to fix myself. Thought
something
was wrong
with me. You're a man of self-control. You work out. You do business.
Yeah.
You can possess your own power and do direct it the way you want to direct it.
It's not how I am.
We've moved beyond that to this hookup culture that sees having sex with somebody as little more than a handshake.
And I love Jesus. Like, maybe some of the things I do, like, are sinful and, like, he doesn't support it, but, like, he knows, like, how I think, and I know he forgives me for, like, the way that I do things.
And he talked about young women coming in and referring to their body count.
What's your body count?
20.
8. 8.
Like, 120.
Whoa.
In case you're unfamiliar with that terminology, the body count is how many people you've had sex with.
I'm going to live my life on my terms, unapologetically, like truly. So you can ask me this 85 different ways. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm going to walk out of here the same man.
It goes back way further than that. It goes back to
where we looked at contraceptives as an excuse to have sex without consequences. And then we looked at abortion as the backstop for when the contraceptives didn't work so that we could have sex without consequences. And then sex without consequences led to sex without commitment. And sex without consequences and sex without commitment led to sex without any meaning whatsoever. The Bible says that in the last days, okay, there will come times of difficulty.
Isn't it? Isn't that it? Well, just stop and think. The absence of morality being taught in your public school, right where you pay all your taxes. What type of morality? Is there any morality? The only morality being taught in the public school is don't judge. That's the only morality. Who are you? That's the only judge. By the way, it's the same morality that's now filtered into the church. And so we're in a mess right now where right and wrong have become an opinion. No matter what you personally want to do, you are captain of your own ship. You do whatever you want to do because God loves you and will meet you right where you are. That's a phony, fake gospel. And that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. Now, friends, you understand that a lot of the immigration that's going on is being backed by the churches. Tell me you understand that. Give me a thumbs up on it. Yep, that's right. Yep, it's the churches, Catholic social services. Can't tell you why? Because they're making buku money off of it. Always follow the money. Always follow the money. If Catholic Children's Services weren't getting all kinds of USAID money coming into them, they wouldn't be sneaking those people across the border. See, they're calling it humanitarian aid. Yeah, but it's not humanitarian aid when they steal from me to give to somebody else. Now, I'm willing to give to somebody else, but don't steal it from me and give it to somebody else. You can't do that. You can't do that. See, that's where we are. That is where we are. This thing's coming to a head. I'm not here to scare you, although you ought to be scared. Go with me. Go to J6 with me. Go to J6. What did Bill Dunphy do? Stood outside with a bullhorn. They locked him up, locked his ass in jail. And then they got the, what do you call them? Hispanics? Well, I don't even know what they are. Flipping over cars, burning buildings. And it's mostly peaceful. Do you understand what's going on? You understand the media is deeply involved with it. Ah, man. I got to show you another thing. I'm going to open it up. Quote number 6. Thank you for whoever sent me this. And go to the second one. Folks, propaganda. Stay right there, Spence. Right there. Propaganda. Propaganda. By the way, is there any Christian propaganda? Do we have any active, trying to think how to word this, aggressive, active, frontline Christians fighting in this cultural war against the forces of darkness? Or do we have only mercy ministries? If we loved the Lord as much as we loved our enemies, oh, that'd be a good line. Maybe I'll post that one. Problem in America is we love our enemies more than we love the Lord. That's what we're dealing with. Soft, pussified, candy, whatever, Christianity. He's got us right where we are. Now, I would bet this. I don't know this. I can't take a survey. Those people in Los Angeles, those are Hispanics, I think. Aren't they Catholic? Wouldn't those people be considered Christian? Are burning and looting, and are those Christian values? Is that okay? Never. If you want to dig in your pocket and you want to sponsor a Hispanic couple coming over here, God bless you. It's very Christian. But don't be taking my money to do it. Not without my consent. By the way, same thing they're doing in public schools. You want to teach kids homosex? Go for it. Not with my money, ain't. Will the church ever get there? Will we ever get to that point? Will we ever begin to understand that we're the salt of the earth, that we are the wall between good and evil? If the foundations be destroyed, Psalm 11:3, what can the righteous do? Are the foundations being destroyed? Are they being destroyed? You screw anything you want to screw. It doesn't matter. You screw it. You get praying about it, just kill it. Just kill it. Then go screw. How many did that one girl have? 100 and some? That's normal. I'm kind of all over the place, aren't I? I'll get to that in a second. Pull number five, and then we'll open it up. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. Stay right where you were there. Stay right. In America, we don't do kings. Folks, these are propaganda websites out there. Scroll down there. What do you think all these people came with all their masks? Oh, they're going to rise up on June 14th. We rise up. You want to host an event? And by the way, we have National Day of Prayer. That's about all we have, National Day of Prayer on our side. On June 14th, they're going to rise up. What are they going to do? Find an event near you on the map below. For a special note on Washington, D.C., click here. Scroll down. Let's see them. Where can I show up on June 14th? Oh. I can show up on June 14th and protest in any of those places. Wow, that'd be good. Scroll back up the top again there, Spence. No, I'm sorry. I said I'm halfway down. Okay, where? Click here. Find an event near you. Click here. Can you do that? On June 14th, Flag Day, that'd be 4 days, Donald Trump wants tanks in the street and a made-for-TV. Bro, do you understand how wicked this is? He doesn't want tanks in the street. They're burning down Los Angeles. The real power is in stage in Washington. It rises up everywhere else. Instead of allowing this birthday parade to be the center of gravity, we will make everywhere else the story of America that day. People coming together in communities across the country. We'll go have our National Day of Prayer. For that reason, No Kings is not hosting an event in Washington. We will instead have a major flagship march and rally in Philadelphia to draw a clear contrast between our people-powered movement. Yeah, people-powered movement. And the costly, wasteful, and un-American birthday parade in Washington, D.C. Folks, these are Luciferian communists. You get it? They're being driven by the kings of this earth. It's a spiritual thing. For participants in the D.C. area, we encourage you to join us in Philadelphia for a local No Kings mobilization in Virginia or Maryland. Just go along here and get your own rally going. Probably millions and millions of tax day dollars through USAID. And here's what's going on. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, I don't care whether you like him or not. I don't care if you trust him or not. They're trying to cut off the spigot. They're trying to cut off the free dollars from your pocket to these groups. And Christians won't support them. Vinny, that'd be a good boom. Would you give me a boom there, Vinny?
Boom.
Christians will not support Donald Trump because they think he's crass and I don't know. Screws women. I don't know. Come on in. I put these in the chat. You think I'm making this stuff up? Hang on. One more. Go to the immigration shorts and stories. Huh? This is a website, disappeared in America. Look at this. They've been put together this website, making you feel bad for all of these people who ISIS come and snatched them up, and they were just here loving America, and ISIS snatched them up. This is propaganda at its worst, folks. Come on in, Vinny.
Yes. So the clip that you played in the beginning of the show, you notice how they use the same talking points as us, right? It's aggressive mimicry. They just mimic us, right? But they have no conviction behind their words. So people should think about, hey, listen, do their actions actually match the words that they're mouthing right now? Or are they just saying this to placate me? Are they saying this to get me to consent to their scumbaggery, their lies, right? But somehow we're not so critical with all these other people. We're critical.
Vinny, they continue to call the protests peaceful.
Yeah, because it's hypnotism. Listen, you just read that thing. Listen, they are trying to hypnotize you. the whole thing with the triple P, right? It's a trope, right? And yes, they get you to believe in nonsense. It's complete nonsense. Trump wants to be a king, but you had no problem with Biden telling you to put on masks and take a shot. Who's being the dictator? You're Amen. Being fooled.
And yeah. Then you know, I can't get this out of my head. The idea of wearing masks to protect us from a virus empowers them to wear masks to lead an insurrection. They're wearing masks.
Boom.
And I look at that and say, wait a minute. We were all wearing masks. Were we all wearing masks 2 years ago? What the hell's going on here? What's going on here? Why are they wearing masks if they're so proud of what they're doing? Wait, one more. Pull up, I'll get you in here, Mary Beth, you're next. Pull up number five, Communist Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Folks, this is enemies within. Scroll down and play this. It's only a minute and a half, I think. Yep. Yeah. Look at this. This is good, huh? There are two visions of America. Choose wisely. Trump with an American flag, or that guy, that rioter with the Mexican flag. Going out, Chris Murphy. Play it. Keep going. There it is. Listen to this guy.
My first message is to keep it peaceful. I mean, obviously, this is a moment where we have to be on the streets all over the country to protest what's happening to our immigrant community, but more broadly to protest what's happening to our democracy. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of the country, and we are going to rise to this moment by being out there on the streets. But ultimately, I think the country sees.
What'd they do to us when we were out there on the streets? Go ahead.
He's what Donald Trump is trying to do here. He's looking for a fight. There's nothing in what he is doing that is about peace or about restoring order. He's taking a protest that is relatively isolated. You know, people in Los Angeles over the weekend would tell you that 99% of them went about their day. And it was pretty normal because this is not an invasion that has taken over the entire city. And he's trying to turn a protest that is pretty small into something that involves an even bigger confrontation so that he might actually be able to invoke the Insurrection Act. That would be a defining story of the week if he were to do it. And I just don't think we have to make sure that we understand to not take him at his word. He's looking for a fight. He's not trying to calm tensions.
Folks, do you think those people in D.C. would like to have the National Guard out protecting their property? Do you think they would? Do you think they think it's a peaceful demonstration? Do you think so? Folks, this is gaslighting. This is projection. Projection is accusing your enemy of doing what you're doing.
Boom.
This guy is an elected official. He's a senator. Calling Mary Beth.
Okay, so he's related to Maxine Waters, and she's related to Pelosi. And, you know, they're all related because they're all from the father, their father, the devil. Anyways, I just want to take a moment just to pray for Trump. And because I'm just going to take a moment to pray, if that's okay, Coach.
Sure.
So, Lord, we just come to you as a huddle, Lord. And we pray that Trump will be like David. He won't be like Solomon, who was wealthy and wise, but later in life, then he became wicked. He was wicked in the end. And David had a heart for you, Lord. And I just pray that for Trump. I really believe it. I believe he's saved. And I pray for all that administration because, what's his name, is saved, Pete Hegseth. And I just pray for all of those in that administration, Lord, that you would bring them to a knowledge of you. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. And, Amen. Coach, also, Amen. I just say, there was an article I posted it on the chat about no kings, and it looked to me like it was favorable, and it looked to me like it might have been Walmart posting it. The person that posted it said, is this Walmart? And I just, so that encourages me because people are starting to turn. We don't have a target, but people are starting to turn. Are they turning because they want to be on the Trump bandwagon? You know what I'm saying, but
Here's what it is. People are cowardly. They scared his supporters into the closet. They've done it on purpose. They do it on purpose. Right. I'm not going to speak up because they're going to arrest me. I'm not going to speak up because they're going to dox my house. I'm not going to speak up, right? That's exactly what's going on, folks. And so the silent majority has been silenced. They've been silenced. The average person sitting here watching what's going on in D.C., I'm sorry, in L.A., would not want that going on in their local community. They would not want that going on. And friends, illegal immigration, are you looking at me, is a crime. You understand that? It's called trespassing. You can't just walk into my house and take over my house. There's a process by which you do it. So everyone gets vetted. I know who's coming. We have a place for them. It's called legal immigration. And we have criminal immigration supported by one entire party in America, criminal immigration. And then they cry because they can't continue to break their laws. And when we try to come back and say, you can't do this, as we've seen presidents ever since Ronald Reagan talk about illegal immigration and watch Joe Biden flood America with illegal immigration. Folks, Ronald Reagan said America is the last great hope. It's do or die. It's now or never. It's us or nobody. That's the way I see it. RL, come on in.
Just a word of caution. Be aware and make certain you have security this weekend.
I'm sorry? Do we have security? Yeah, we'll have security.
I said be aware and make certain you have security.
Yes. Yep, we do. We have security. Lorraine.
I know that Angie just prayed, but can I pray?
Sure. Nobody ever needs permission to pray here.
I just don't want to overstep any boundaries. But thank you. Okay. Buckle up. One nation under God, our nation is heaven. We come into your courts, our Father. And thank you for being Father. We have an illegal immigration of the enemy coming against your children. President Trump, your son, declared and acknowledged Pentecost on Sunday, the falling down of your Holy Spirit and its power. Thank you for shaking the gates of hell here on earth and letting them know their time is limited. We are not a God without hope. How dare we dishonor you and focus on the hopelessness of your enemy who comes against your children. You are a God and a Father. And Jesus, you are a brother, and Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. Comfort us. We need your comfort, but we need to be comforted with your truth. And if your truth is to expose all this evil that has been infiltrated and this illegal immigration that's come against your children in your land that you have decreed and declared, because we have a constitution in heaven signed by the blood of Jesus Christ, whose only signature and your stamp of approval is on there and protected by the Holy Spirit, that you are the truth, the way, and the life, and you want to give us that life. So no weapons formed against us are going to prosper. We are scared. We are afraid, but our hope is in you, because you said fear involves torment, and that's exactly the earmarks and the fingerprints of Satan, your enemy. But we thank you, Almighty God, that the fire of the Holy Spirit, the cloud by day and the fire by night, still protects us. So move on behalf of your children here. And we thank you for weeding out your church with all the immigration of witches and warlocks and Satanists, and they can cast every single spell. May it be turned back on them, and that you cut every silver cord of astral projection and whatever the enemy thinks they want to do with their voodoo and whatever it is that they think that Satan can do. And there will be no more child sacrifices. And you, Almighty God, as you promised in your word, will transform and renew minds. And hope and faith and love will come alive in such a way that only you get the glory. So thank you for going before us, behind us, around us, and above us with a love that surpasses all knowledge and understanding, that guards our hearts and minds and everything that you are, Jesus. Because of you, we can do all things. And I just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. For bearing our burdens, protecting us underneath the shadow of your wings as you disperse angels from the host of heaven, your special team operators, to guide and protect our military, our law enforcement, and show them that you are the God of miracles upon miracles. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Laura Ann. Hey, listen, real quickly, I'll get you in there, Mary Beth. Just a second. Hang on. Hey, folks, do me a favor. Spencer, pull up Coach Dave Live real quickly. Pull it up there. And Spencer, hit that donate button. Folks, could you just go online and just give $20? Just if 100 of you just gave $20, pay for somebody else to come. We've opened it up. We have expenses. Just donate $20. Yeah. Or this is even crazier. Buy a hat. Buy a hat. And just help us. We don't want anybody not to be able to come because they don't have the money. Right? $20. Thousands. There's thousands of you out there. $20. RL, come on in. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm still hacking a little bit here. Actually, I feel a million times better. Go ahead, RL.
My mistake, Coach.
Okay. Dale.
So, Coach, here's a little testimony with a spiritual side to it that sometimes we see from an unbeliever. So my wife, working up at the hospital, of course, she's like, you know, most of these nurses that she works with, they're just not so uneducated Democrats. And I say uneducated.
Unbelievable.
Because they say things like this. Oh, Trump, he's going to take away our Social Security, right? So to me, yeah, that's just like, you're just uneducated, right? So yeah, she hears all this stuff. So she got a new nurse that works with her. She's a lesbian, right? And yeah, my wife is like, oh, God, right? Small break room, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So my wife is praying for this lady, praying for whatever. And then all of a sudden this lady comes in. You ready for this, Coach? She comes in last week and she hears this homosexual, as she's hearing all the liberals walk out of the room. And she looks at my wife. She goes, oh, thank God that they're out of here. She goes, do you know it was easier for me to come out as a lesbian than it is? I'm a closet, hidden Republican, Trump lover. She says it's easier for me to come out as a homosexual. Do you hear? But listen to that, Coach. Yep. You just said it. People are hiding. The Trumpers are hiding because of this. She said, yep, it's easier for her to come out as a Trump lover than it is a homosexual.
Dale, is that the truth? And would somebody amen me on this one? The church is hiding. The church is hiding.
Amen. Amen, Coach.
You go to church on Sunday morning and it's like make-believe. It's like make-believe. But Jesus just wants to bless you. Everything's good. We're in freaking war. They're mutilating our children. They're destroying the family. They're doing everything they can to undermine the country. And you go to church and what's the church? Talk about how great it is, how great God is in the midst of all this mess. He said, you were the salt of the earth. You were the light of the world. He said, you're going to be hated of all men. Are we? Are we being hated of all men? Well, we are, but ain't no cause to it. Ain't no cause. What a point, Dale. What a point. It's harder to come out as a MAGA Republican at work than as a Christian. You know why that is? Because I don't even know what Christian means anymore. We don't even know what it means. Churches on every block. I run into phony Christians. They probably think I'm a they think I'm a phony Christian because I believe in judgment. They believe in mercy. I believe in both. You understand? They believe mercy without justice. There is no such thing as mercy without justice. That is the whole purpose of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The soul that sins, it shall die. That's the verdict. You sin, death penalty. Verdict's already been cast. Jesus said, I ain't going to violate the law, but I'm going to supersede it. I'm going to die for all sin. And you can take my propitiatory sacrifice. In other words, propitiatory, meaning in your place. I died because of your death sentence. The wages of sin is death. You sin, you deserve death, but I'm going to pay your price, provided you ask me for forgiveness, become my disciple. I will pay the price. And folks, I'm telling you, that isn't the gospel in your church. There's no way that that's the gospel in your church. And then the most amazing thing was, Jesus said, you ready? Go and sin no more. Yes or no? And then we get arguing about whether once saved, always. Why would you want to be saved and then not saved? I think it's impossible to be saved and unsaved. I think it's impossible. It'd be harder. Do you ever try to get a tattoo? I never had a tattoo. Do you ever try to get a tattoo removed? Can you get a tattoo removed? What's that like? That's quite a process, isn't it? So when Jesus saves you, you're tattooed. How you get rid of that? Huh? Once saved, always saved? Yeah, follow the rules. Follow the rules. Once saved, always saved. And he's your advocate. He's always there, willing to forgive you. He's always willing to forgive you. But you got to repent. You got to say you're sorry. You got to turn from your wicked ways. You have to oppose evil. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but expose them. Folks, this idea of being a Christian is not without consequences. It's not just, come on, be on the team. There's requirements, rewards, punishments. And they told you in your church that it's not by acts. You don't earn your way into heaven. Hell no, you don't earn your way into heaven. But now that I'm on the team, I'm going to tackle somebody. It's what guys on the team do. Go pass the ball to somebody. I'm on that team. It's not personal. It is personal that you got on the team, but it's not personal. They're not doing it for you, even though that's what modern Christianity is. Jesus died so you can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Come on in. Oh, illegal immigrants. Oh, let's welcome them in. Jesus loves everybody. Infiltration, not invasion. Rochelle.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to talk about the church. And I had a comment because I was listening to a podcast and they were explaining how the word that in the King James Bible, one of his requests was that the word that was used for that we translate church or ecclesia, it actually in several places it is a different word. And it doesn't mean church or ecclesia. It actually means the ones, the chosen ones, the called out ones. Like, it's not supposed to be just anybody coming into the church.
Right.
And the way that they did church, I mean, you didn't have a government that was taking care of the widows and the poor. You had people writing down their needs and the church coming together and addressing those needs, putting an order to them and collecting money to save the people. Today, we look to the government to do all of these things because they've stepped in purposely.
By design, though. By design, Michelle.
Saying that, look, we're the government, guys. We can do this better.
Yep.
You just go ahead and play. We'll take care of the widows and the orphans. And so now we're looking around. They're doing a terrible job. They're educating our youth so that they're against their parents. And of course it's going to go bad. Of course. The one plan of Satan, the devil, however you want to look at the dark forces that still run this planet, whether you want to believe that or not, is to get into the church, is to corrupt the one establishment on this earth that's supposed to be representing what the kingdom looks like.
Yep.
We are the total opposite of what the kingdom looks like.
Amen. We are. We are.
And why did they do church that way? They did church that way because they wanted to take care of their members, their people. They're not trying to save the world. They're trying to save the people who realize who their creator is, who can bring something good to the kingdom.
Yeah, the goodies. They want to get the goodies of the kingdom, Michelle. That's all it's about. Come to Jesus and get all these goodies.
And how sad is it, that video you showed of our youth with their body count and this and that, and how God knows me and it's okay if I sin and he just keeps on forgiving me. That, my goodness gracious, those people, the problem with that is they actually start to believe it.
They learned it in church.
Yeah, they believe that their sin is okay, that they never have to work to clean themselves up, that they never have to invest in themselves. And it robs them. It robs anybody if you think that you're fine and you're good and you're sinning, that you can just, and you should just stay there because it's comfortable. You're not being challenged. You're not growing. Are you saved? Yeah, probably, maybe. But this is only, we only get this much time to show what we're made of.
Amen.
And if all we're willing to do is sit in the pew, he's not going to give us an assignment. If we're not willing to clean ourselves up, we're not going to hear from him about what we should be doing.
You would agree with me, right, though, that most pastors, most churches never call an offensive play. They never want to play.
Listen, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, the last church that I had gone to visit, I went and visited them because the pastor and the church came together. They're a little teeny church. They came together, they took up a donation, and they donated it to a center that was helping a crisis center for young women in trouble who are pregnant, who need jobs, who need counseling, stuff like that. And they don't have money. Their parking lot's full of holes. They don't have the smoke stuff. I mean, of any church who would need money to fix their, their own place, it would be them. But they didn't do that with that money. They said, no, we're going to go out and we're going to help the needy. We're going to help these people. We're going to make donations of food. And I went to that church because I'm like, this church is doing something for their community. And that's what we need. You don't see churches
doing. Okay, I agree with you. Well said. We need people to do something, how do I say, in the prophetic. In other words, more than just taking care of those who've been wounded, we need to keep them from being wounded. We need to be on the offensive in our schools, in our government, in our cities, saying, no, you're not going to do that with my tax dollars. My mom said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We love to bandage the wounded, but we won't do anything to keep them from getting wounded.
That's right. Where were we when that young lady turned to prostitution because nobody else was there to help her?
That's right. Huh?
And now she's condemned.
I'll pray for you, brother. I'll pray for you, brother Dave. I'll pray for you. By the way, speaking of prayer, Paul Goslin just sent this to me. Folks, he had to leave. Please, a word of prayer as I present in New York court tomorrow. Paul goes to court tomorrow. Says, talk about projection. They accused me of attempted murder after they literally shot me and let me sit there for nearly 2 hours. Man. So he has the VA appointment. He had to go. And, let's pray. Let's be praying for Paul Goslin, man. Huh? My God, what they did to that guy. What they did to that. Paul, you should have been an illegal immigrant. You'd have been okay, man. Been okay. Dave Allison, you've been waiting a while. Sorry, bud.
No problem, Coach. Hey, good morning, everyone. Laura Ann, I hear your prayers, and don't get me wrong, keep praying, and there's power in prayer. I don't want to discourage you. But I can jump out of an airplane without a parachute. And then start praying on the way down, God help me. And I think it's a little late for the prayers. What my reference there is in Proverbs chapter 1, it says, hey, I tried to bring you into repentance and you refused. And he said, then your destruction is going to come like a whirlwind. And guess what? God is doing right. God might be doing, and this is something we don't want to even think about, but God is laughing at us. And maybe Donald Trump, people love him or hate him, but nothing else. He's enraged the demonic, and they're only doing what they do, right?
Right.
But we've thrown the door wide open, and we invited these people in. We legalized abortion. We legalized gay marriage, and we stood silent. And now we're praying, Lord, help us. I'm pointing the finger at myself, okay? But it's a little late because God says, you know what? Wisdom cries out in the street. You wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Then your destruction is going to come like a whirlwind. I'm going to laugh at you. And that's one thing Christians don't want to think about, that God is out there laughing at us.
He's in
consequence.
He's enraged the demonic. That's a great one. Boy, he has enraged the demonic. Has he not, folks? Wow. Good word, Dave. James, come on in.
Yeah, this is it's really I kind of read the word and I pray and I listen and I see what's taking place. And I know without a shadow of a doubt the end times is here. We probably don't have 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. I can't put a date on it. But Jesus, what are the signs? Jesus said, because of lawlessness, the agape of many will wax cold. That's one of the major signs. Now, the world can't have agape. It's the church that has agape. The kingdom of God that we are in is governed by agape. So if you don't have agape in your heart toward the lost and toward your Christian brothers and sisters, it's because of lawlessness. The Holy Spirit says it's going to be waxing cold. Now, if you go into 2 Corinthians, and Back up here. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, but giving us, the believers, the ministry of reconciliation. And if you go to Romans, it talks about Christ dying for the ungodly. He came for sinners, not righteous people. So it's putting on the mindset of what the Holy Spirit said you will be governed by. Because if you're not governed by, your heart will be hardened to what he is trying to do in this last age. So this is where we find ourselves as a church. It's either you're going to walk the way. The Bible, the word says, faith works by love. So if you don't have love, you can't have faith. This is the way the Spirit of God says. So when you see people who are doing the things that they're doing it because they have lost it. Because the church has lost the function of agape.
Amen. We don't even teach. We have no semblance of Christianity in our schools. None. You can walk through school 12 years and never hear the name of Jesus or prayer. None of it.
That's it.
I understand what the kingdom of, not one time through the Torah, through the teachings of Moses in the Torah, not any times in the teachings of through the New Testament believers, was the church people to send their kids to the Roman government.
Never.
To be taught by Rome. Maybe. It is us as believers to take our kids. Okay, we have a huddle. We've got kids in the huddle. We as a huddle come together and give our money to send our kids to godly schools. We teach our kids and then say, okay, we need good Christian attorneys, right? So we're gonna pull our money. We're gonna send our little kids to Christians to be a Christian attorney. And then this is how the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is so separate from the world. You can't intertwine the two. It's just not possible because this is what you get when a believer puts himself into political situation, I don't think he becomes a believer. He remains a believer. I don't think it's possible you can merge yourself into it. Because
I hear what you're saying, but we're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We have to invade those areas. The problem is it's hard to maintain your faith when you do
that. I absolutely agree that we need to invade that territory, but it's on a different level. We don't do it the way they do it to us. We do it in a different way, the way the Holy Spirit did.
We don't do it at all. That's fine. Come on in. We don't invade it at all. We do not invade. We do not. Christianity does not invade the culture. It's supposed to, but it doesn't. Sorry, Jeff. I got to run, James. Go ahead, Jeff. Christianity does not invade the culture. Sorry. Christianity is outside culture. Sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, just a little plug for Dr. Paul. I chatted with him yesterday, and it was weird how it all come down. Pastor Matt's been sick off and on for 6 months. Just weird stuff going on with him. So Sunday morning after church, I laid hands on him, prayed to that demonic illness, whatever is attacking him, go away. Needless to say, Sunday night at 3:30, he ended up in the emergency room. So he's been taking that lisinopril for his blood pressure for 12 years. Mm. He got in the emergency room. His face was all swelled up. His lips were swelled up. I mean, he looked horrible. So they told him he had angioedema or whatever it's called. Well, I called Dr. Paul, shared with him a little bit. He right away said, here's what's going on with him, blah, blah, blah. So he said, you have him call me. So we're going to hook up Dr. Paul and Pastor Matt today. And Pastor Paul said right before we got ready with the conversation to end, he said, I just want to help people. Here he is getting ready. He's telling me he's getting ready to go Wednesday to court. He said, I just want to help people. Amen. So I had prayer with Paul with him before he got off the phone, and he thanked me for that.
Lisinopril is poison.
Yeah.
Lisinopril is poison. Got to run. Nancy. Come on in, Nancy. Got to unmute yourself. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to say that when I did youth ministry, I had kids coming in, and I had young people coming to know the Lord. And I got to tell you, if God calls you to do something, we have to do it no matter what the church is not doing. You know? Because when I look back on things, I don't remember all the people around me that criticized because I was bringing kids outside the church in there and all that. Some of those kids came to know the Lord, and I'll tell you what, I look back, I don't think about the naysayers. I think of the faces of those kids that truly came to the Lord, and I look back and I say, I'm glad I did what I did, despite what the church was doing. And one more thing. In Deuteronomy, it tells us that if you obey my voice, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you should be devoured with the sword. We may not see it yet, but those people in the church that don't want to get involved and don't want to do it, put yourself in a position to be used by the Lord, they're going to find yourself in a place that's not going to be good for them. It may not be right now, but it's coming, you know?
Amen. Well, folks, here's where we turn the gospel upside down. We tell everybody that Jesus died for our sins, and he did, but we're supposed to die for him. Greater love has no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. Are you laying down your life for your friends? You and I, are we doing that? Do you see your friends struggling to help them? Well, you're always thinking about you and your family, and you're going on vacations. You're thinking about the people around you that are struggling. Greater love is no man than this. Lay down his life for his friends. You not love your friends? See, we're not even taught this in Christianity. We're taught, call the welfare department. Huh? Have you called the government? Have you checked in on them? No wonder we're in the mess we're in. Got to run. God bless you.